Yeah, I just like I'm not that interested anymore. I'm kind of more interested now in like what seems to be kind of emerging in the last year or two, which is more of a worship of the texture of the early 2000s. And well, I'm curious to see where that one goes, because you know, it really takes like about 20 years to really like get your thumb on what the texture of a time period was, and like now you can really plainly see it.
I always try at the time. Like, I remember that was the early 2000s was the first one where I was like, what is this gonna look like in reverse?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I remember being a teenager and being like, what are people gonna say the 2000s were? And for the first couple of years of the 2000s, I was like, it's exactly like it's, there isn't anything.
Mm-hmm.
And then by the end, I remember being like, looking at like IMAX and Walkmans. Like, Walkmans have that like silver bubbly like mm-hmm. texture. And I was like, I think it's this. And I was right.
Yeah. I actually just made this point on Twitter the other day that somebody like, let me see if I can pull it up. It was like somebody posted something about how like the 2020s don't. Yeah. So it's the tweet is disconcerting that we're 4 years into the 2020s and yet there have been absolutely zero cultural developments to separate us from the 2010s. Have decades ended? Question mark.
That's so true, dude, that you definitely just aren't seeing what it is until later.
Yeah. I mean, literally, like,
fucking idiot.
Just imagine yourself in 2014. Trying to get a bead on what the 2010s were about, or 2004, trying to get a sense of what the 2000s were about. In 2004, we were only just beginning, you know, the mainstreamo wave. Like,
yeah.
2001 is the Strokes. The first 3 years are indie sleaze and bling rap. And then, like, 2004 is College Dropout, isn't it? I mean, is that 2003?
Four. Could be wrong.
College Dropout is,
I think it's four, because that's the year I graduated.
Yeah, 2004. How stupid would you look in 2004 being like, I feel like I've got a handle on what the 2000s are like, and College Dropout hasn't come out yet? How stupid would you look?
Yeah, and then like Stunner Shades happening, and like LMFAO, yeah. And like, what are you talking about?
Well, that's LMFAO also, is the 10s, right?
I don't know. Party Rockin'?
Party Rockin'.
Party Rock Anthem.
Come on, where are you? Where
Party
are you?
Party Rock
where
Anthem is 2011, you're right.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, no. Party Rock is the debut.
Party Rock is 2009.
2009.
Okay.
But that's...
Still, that's
not
the
song,
end.
Though. That's not the song. Yeah, anyway, that straddles it. But I feel like... Yeah, even
and
like
then
the
also imagine if you will, it's 2011 and you're trying to get a sense of what the 2010s are going to be about, and you're like, it's going to be the decade of LMFAO for sure.
Yeah.
This is what it's all about, man. Them and like Psy.
I mean, I feel like we still don't really have a like crystallized like this is what the 2010s were about, because we're so close to it, I guess.
We're too close to it, yeah.
But I mean, I feel like if you're not talking about like Urban Outfitters, like American Apparel, like flannel shirts and fixies or whatever, then like, you know, it's getting close to crystallize, I feel like.
Yeah. And that's hipsters. What I meant before about like it takes about 20 years for, I mean, they say that it's like 20 years for nostalgia, right? And nostalgia is where that brews, right? That's where that comes from, is this texture worship.
Yeah. 80s of people who are so far away from the 80s, they don't really understand that like what you think about when you think of the 80s was like 85-86. Mm-hmm. Like, it took 5 years to get out of the 70s. Like, if you look at like 81-82, like, it's functionally still the 70s. Like,
yeah.
You have to start Reagan and Reaganomics and like then the Rubik's cubes and the, you know, neon
arcades and whatever.
Yeah.
And yeah, like all that
like,
stuff
like
is the
like NES doesn't even happen until 85, right? Like, I mean,
yeah.
It's like,
and imagine how stupid you would look in 1984 saying that you had a bead on the 80s and the NES hasn't even come out yet.
You dumbass.
You fool.
Stupid piece of
you
shit.
You absolute dumbass.